welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto. Kyiv has always been a wonderful place to visit, especially in the spring. I always took great pleasure in walking around Kyiv, enjoying the sights and the scent of the blossoming cherry and chestnut trees, and of course the gorgeous girls. In April of 1986, I had to travel to Kyiv to take extension courses for work. I was told I needed to brush up on my propaganda skills. 3 weeks after I arrived, a flurry of rumors began flying around. Something had happened in Chernobyl. However, there was no information in the mass media, so nobody really took it seriously. But one day I noticed something unusual, a small piece of paper at the public telephone office that sent a shiver down my spine. It said, "No connection to Chernobyl and Pripyat." Obviously, then, the rumors were true. There was indeed a serious problem in Chernobyl and Pripyat. On the other hand, it was, after all, only a note about telephone service being down. Nothing particularly unusual about that. Maybe it really was just a strange coincidence. So life went on as usual. For most people living in and visiting Kyiv, it was just another wonderful spring to enjoy. Then a few days later, everything changed. The rest of the world had found out about the nuclear disaster in Chernobyl and Pripyat, so Soviet authorities could no longer pretend that nothing had happened. So finally we knew the truth. These are things I still remember. Water hoses. They were along and across every street so that workers could thoroughly wash down the pavement. Plenty of red wine. Every little shop was packed floor to ceiling with boxes of red wine. Rumor had it that red wine reduced the effects of radiation poisoning. Of course, no one really knew for sure, but better safe than sorry. Long lists of additional buses and trains leaving Kyiv. Public showers. Usually they were open Monday to Saturday from 10 in the morning until 10 at night. Now every existing public shower was operational 24/7. Official incompetence. Everyone in Kyiv scrambled to find dosimeters or radiation detectors, desperately accosting friends, retired military men, and occasional street sellers. The few that were found turned out to be old, shabby museum pieces. Those that actually did work displayed technical data that was totally meaningless to non-military personnel. Widespread panic. It was the perpetual state of everyone in Kyiv. Railway tickets back home were the most valued treasures. Lots of rumors. Everyone had an opinion, and they were sure they were right. But nobody really knew anything for sure. News from the West was blocked, and the Soviet regime was not exactly forthcoming with helpful information. Much time has passed since then. The world has mostly forgotten about Chernobyl, although its effects still linger, and will for many years to come. A half-life is a long time. The nuclear disaster at Chernobyl caused many people to lose their lives or their health. But for the survivors, life goes on. To me, Kyiv is still beautiful. The golden church domes, the blue water of the river Dnipro, the green trees, and of course, gorgeous girls everywhere. Best of all, though, the Soviet regime had its own meltdown. Just a few years after the meltdown in reactor number 4 in Chernobyl ruined my beautiful spring visit to Kyiv. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!